It really is very easy on a small shopping street in the north of Delhi. I went up to a street-side chemist shop with my microphone carefully concealed to make an illegal pharmaceutical purchase.
Hi there. I've got a stomach problem. I just wondered if you've got any antibiotics I could have. Is that possible?
Which problem you have?
Antibiotics, according to the law in India, are only available with a prescription. But the truth is that in practice, they're as easy to buy as aspirins or a bag of sweets.
You will take this one right now.
Can you just tell me what drugs are these?
It's Norflox.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The first chemist I've gone to, and I've walked away with a packet of the antibiotic Norflox. The cost, 120 rupees. That's about what you'd pay for a cup of tea and a snack in a New Delhi cafe.
If we see this graph, then we can easily see that during...
Anita Kotwani has been studying the use of antibiotics in India. A professor of pharmacology, she showed me the results of her research, which have left her deeply alarmed.
The pattern of antibiotic use, like in public sector...
The figures spell it out. Sales of antibiotics in India are rising by between 5 and 10% every year. And that's not just from people illegally buying them over-the-counter at chemists. Professor Kotwani did a survey of people seeking medical treatment in India, and she found that doctors prescribed antibiotics to around half the patients they see.
Many antibiotics have come in the market. The purchasing power of people have increased. People can really now pay for antibiotics. So the private doctors like GPs or in hospitals, they are giving more antibiotics to their patient for certain conditions like common cold, sore throat, cough, fever. That is inappropriate antibiotic use.
What's the danger of this overuse or misuse of antibiotics?
That bugs develop resistance. So no more these bacteria are killed by antibiotics. So people will die of some common infections.
I went to visit a GP to find out why doctors here are apparently dishing out antibiotics so freely, given the potential danger. Ayal Agarwal insists that he himself would never prescribe any medicine unless it was necessary and above all useful. But he acknowledged that many of his colleagues were not so cautious, though he insisted it wasn't their fault. It was, he says, because of the pressure coming from the patients themselves.
Indian people have too much faith in the medicine. They feel we have got pill for everything, which is not so. But they expect. They sometimes even press the doctors, doctor, please give me some antibiotics. And we know that many a times the doctors do prescribe the antibiotics. They feel that in case they do not prescribe, the patient is going to go to some other doctor and that way they will lose their practice.
Outside in the waiting room of Dr. Agarwal's clinic, I tried out that suggestion on the patients queuing up to be seen. I asked them if they really did feel that whatever their ailment, they should be prescribed a medicine to cure it. In fact, most of the patients not only agreed with that suggestion, they didn't really seem to see how things could be otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. We have come to a doctor. Every doctor will give a medicine. Without a medicine, how can a person get cured?
Well, some things don't need medicine, perhaps. Some illnesses don't require medicines.
I don't think so. Every doctor will give you a medicine if a patient is not well. I don't think so. I will go to a doctor if he will not give a medicine. How a person will get cured?
When you go to a doctor, do you expect the doctor to give you a prescription?
Yeah. I expect he should give me a prescription.
Why?
Medicine for cure, for treatment. I always get.
What if a doctor told you, look, don't take any medicine, just go home, wrap up warm and drink some hot drinks?
I won't take risk.
You wouldn't take the risk?
I want proper medication.
In case there was any doubt about the risk this attitude poses, you just have to visit a hospital here. The Gangaram General Hospital has developed an international reputation for detecting drug-resistant bacteria. Its resident specialist, Dr. Chand Watal, took me around the wards and outlined what he sees as a Darwinian struggle. The more people overuse and misuse medicines, particularly antibiotics, the more that natural selection will help bacteria evolve into resistant forms. And just to ram home the point, he describes some of the cases he'd seen.
Patient comes to a hospital with high fever, you find he has pneumonia, and if he is a patient who has been habitual of popping pills, could be antibiotics out of that, he harbors multi-drug resistant organisms in his gut. He may succumb. We have seen patients who come for well-planned surgery shouldn't have morbidity or mortality, you may introduce a resistant E. coli.
E. coli bacteria.
E. coli bacteria. And if it is a multi-drug resistant, their morbidity and mortality goes very high.
This problem would be bad enough if it was a threat to India alone, a country of more than a billion people. But of course, we live in a world where many now travel from one continent to another almost as casually as they jump in a taxi. And as one doctor here put it to me, bacteria don't need passports or visas. An antibiotic-resistant bug spawned in Delhi could be in London or New York by the following morning. So I visited the Ministry of Health here to ask what action they were taking on antibiotic misuse. The official in charge, Jagdish Prasad, insisted that misuse of antibiotics in India is no worse than in any other country.
It's everywhere in the world. I have been to USA, I have been to UK. You will see that the people start using the antibiotics when it is not to be used, thinking that to prevent further mode of infection. This is true to any part of the world.
But it does seem that there's a particular problem in India. For a start, you can buy antibiotics over the counter in the chemist.
For India, you can't say like that because, see, in India, we have made a rule that the antibiotics cannot be given without the doctor's prescription. Means that the prescription has to be kept with the chemist.
But it doesn't seem to be working. I mean, I just went and bought some antibiotics. Everyone says you can do it any chemist you want.
It is not true. It should be used only with the prescription of the doctors.
There also seems to be a problem with your doctors, particularly GPs, I'm told, who hand out antibiotics when they're really not necessary.
No, it is not true like that. There is a problem of the GP everywhere in the world, not in the India itself, because they don't understand the antibiotic resistance is going to be the worst things in the world. So this is a message to the whole world to use the antibiotic when it is required. Otherwise, please don't use it.
It might sound over the top to describe antibiotic resistance as potentially the worst thing in the world, but the warning is hardly an isolated one. The UK's chief medical officer described it as a threat that ranked as highly as terrorism. And the head of the World Health Organization was equally stark this year. Bacteria that don't respond to antibiotics, she said, could mean the end of modern medicine as we know it.